Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a leading expert on suicides in the military joining us in the next segment. And we'll continue with your calls at the bottom of the hour. Let's go back to Lewis in New York. Lewis, you brought up the Mozilla CEO being made to resign because he gave some money to a defensive marriage group. I mean, this is like a new dark age or something with, you know, with the persecution or the Inquisition that's going on. And it's never been a subject I've gotten into, this whole, you know, gay straight thing. But I mean, at a certain point, we got to realize that the gay mafia, as it's been called, run of the Democratic Party, basically attach the whole socialist globalist agenda to what they do. And if you don't support that, you're some type of bigot. It's all about being a victim, and I'm sick of it. What's your take on that?
Oh, no, yeah, that's my point. I mean, it's getting kind of scary because, like, you're persecuted with vengeance. If you dare to say loudly that you're against gay marriage, and should Obama be impeached because he was against gay marriage a couple of years ago? Should he be impeached for that?
That's a good point. I saw an article saying that. No, you're right. It just shows how it's an all-out push, and it's not going to stop there. They want to set the precedent to basically, in Europe, arrest people that don't want to teach five-year-olds about this. I appreciate your call. People say, oh, well, you know, we're not going to be oppressed anymore. Well, don't oppress me. Jessica in Missouri, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
I just have three different comments that I want to bring up, and I think the last one no one's really talked about. First of all, I wanted to say that the comments that Harry Reid made are totally untrue. My mother lost her insurance about the end of 2013. It's also
he says no one has lost it, and you don't know how to use a computer.
That is completely untrue. My mother received a letter late 2013. Saying that she was going to lose her health insurance through her job. It's also doubled her premiums, and she didn't get to keep her doctor either.
So it's not been affordable for her?
No, sir. Not at all.
But it's called the Affordable Care Act.
Right, but you know they like to propose bills or laws, and they mean exactly the opposite.
No, I agree. I'm being sarcastic. Exactly. It is a total, total hoax.
My second point I wanted to bring up is also with Obamacare. My son's father, he was working full-time at a local movie theater. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, and he also got his hours cut from full-time about 45 down to about 29.
And he's lucky. A lot of city people that are not official, you know, workers but are contractors but are really full-time employees is technically not. They've been cut down to 20 or less. Martin Springs, I had a whole bunch of the lifeguards there last year come to me and apologize. Said, we thought you were wrong about Obamacare, but we all got cut from 40 hours down to like 20, 25. That's what I'm telling people. It's so evil.
You are absolutely right. Well, and my last point that I wanted to bring up that I don't think anyone's talked about, I am a single mother of three, and I just had a baby almost about 2 years ago, and I received a letter from her insurance stating she was up for her 12-month shots. Now, I didn't wake up until, I'm only 27, so I didn't wake up until the government shut down. It just blew my mind. Like, how could a government that I grew up all my life thinking was, you know, how could they just shut down? So I received a letter in the mail a couple months ago stating that if I did not get my daughter her 12-month shots, her insurance would be canceled and has been canceled.
Yeah, well, that's totally discriminatory. You need to get a lawyer. You need to send them letters back or get somebody else. They're looking for excuses to kick anybody off because they want you to re-up and it's more expensive. It's a statutory issue. But you have to tell them we have an exemption. You can always find a doctor in your area. They'll give you a medical exemption. Or we have a religious exemption. We're not vaccinating. And that's your choice. And so it's a total fraud. Amazing. Send me a copy of that letter with the names whited out or blacked out. Because that's newsworthy. Insurance companies kicking people off who don't vaccinate. Amazing. I wasn't aware of that. I'm sure it's true. I just need to see proof. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls are coming up. Sandy, Sherry, and others. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage, all secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And what are you the resistance to? Well, I'm the resistance against tyranny. I want due process, Bill of Rights, Constitution. I don't want the NSA warrantlessly spying on me and giving the data to select groups to corner the market and control society. I don't want my job shipped overseas in one-sided trade deals. I don't want the police being trained to be a paramilitary force to oppress the people. By the way, we have two breaking articles up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we're going to our guests till about 40 after, and then right back to your calls, Sandy, Sherry, Andrew, Truth Raider, Marion, and many others. Federal snipers train guns on family for filming cattle. You see this all the time now. Man arrested for expressing free speech outside of designated free speech area. That's red linked up on InfoWars.com. And here's another one that dovetails with it by Kit Daniels up on InfoWars.com. Just broke. Boston Transit Police, under federal edict, conduct warrantless searches of all bus subway riders. Those who refuse will be arrested, that's a quote, for trespassing in a public area. I mean, this country, folks, is really going to hell in a handbasket. They do it in select places, New York, Boston, L.A., where they've got incredibly pliable populations. You've seen the man on the streets in Austin, in the trendy areas, the man on the streets in L.A., where 90-plus percent say, yes, put all gun owners in FEMA camps for Obama. And they we're not editing these tapes. They are saying this. And as long as you say it's trendy, as long as you say it's loving, you know, they're for it. Meanwhile, they have troops serve 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours, put them on psychotropic drugs that says in the inserts can make you go over the deep end with trained killers, and you wonder why almost every one of these shooters that crack up's on drugs. And I'm not just saying it's the drugs. It's the tours, it's the culture, it's the whole nine yards. And in my search to, you know, really try to put a spotlight on this and find out exactly what's happening, we've got Dr. John Liebert on with us. I'm not going to go over his whole extensive bio. He's an MD. He's also a practicing psychiatrist, specializing in complex neuropsychiatric diagnosis. He served as flight surgeon in Vietnam, I guess like Ron Paul, and then chief resident in the psychiatry unit at Seattle, Virginia Hospital, or Seattle VA Hospital. And he's lectured and testified, you name it, across the board on post-traumatic stress disorder since 1969. He's got the new book out, Wounded Minds, Understanding and Solving the Growing Menace of Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. And I'm no psychiatrist or psychologist, but I just think that, you know, it becomes kind of a catch-all term, post-traumatic stress disorder. And I've got a cousin who served 30 years in the U.S. Army, non-commissioned officers, as high as you can get as a non-commissioned officer, basically. And he's been at least 20 of those years in combat. He just loves it. He's addicted to it. And, you know, special operations, the whole nine yards, 51 years old. And of the 30 years, about to be 31 years, well, I'm digressing. Some people can handle it. There's no way I can handle it. Years of not knowing if your next step's a landmine or the next kid that walks by is going to throw a hand grenade at you, or you shoot up a car and it's full of kids and kids are flopping around with their intestines hanging out. I mean, this is something that the strongest men can't handle. I knew a lot of World War II vets, like my grandfather's. I knew a lot of World War II vets I would go hunting with as a kid, and they were all really nice guys, but, you know, they didn't like violent movies, and they didn't like, and people didn't mess with them because they would snap. And, you know, my grandfather, my dad's dad, did not like violence in movies. And he'd been a boxer before, a statewide, you know, top boxer. He'd been in a military academy when he was a kid because he got in so many fights. He was a tough guy. And he went to World War II, folks, and he didn't like violence because he'd seen a bunch of it. And it just shows how traumatic this is. That was just a couple tours. Can you imagine? Some of these guys, 10 tours. My cousin is a ridiculous example. But I digress. Dr. John Liebert, thank you so much for coming on. You sent us a lot of really interesting points you'd like to go over. We've got like 6-7 minutes till the break. Why don't you boil it all down for us in your great knowledge? I mean, you probably have more knowledge than almost any other psychiatrist out there looking at your bio. I mean, you've seen so much of this from on the ground to in the VA. What is going on? What is causing record suicides?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the program. I'm not sure what those bullet points were, but I think what you mentioned before is certainly a major issue. The multiple deployments, we have, probably well over a million returning soldiers and veterans who have had multiple tours of duty. This is a real switch in this volunteer army from the Vietnam draft, where you went for 1 year with few exceptions, and you didn't have to go back, so anybody could take anything for 1 year. We had that wrong, so we went to this, an all-volunteer army, and recurrent tours of duty. The body burns out, the mind burns out, and unfortunately the weapons burn out too. And I heard a Marine psychiatrist in uniform speak about this, that, you know, his unit was being sent back for the fourth time and their weapons were not properly functioning. So the weapons burn out too. They're not maintained. So, you know, it just seems like, you know, this volunteer army is expendable because they volunteered.
Expendable soldiers I mean, I've studied U.S. military history a bit as a novice. I don't think I've ever thought of any period in any army. Even the Roman centurions, they let them go after 10 years. I just can't believe that they're keeping people in this long and doing automatic re-ups. And a lot of people don't have jobs to go back to, or they're so traumatized, correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of them don't know anything but the military. They're almost institutionalized like prisoners.
Well, they do hold them on bases. And that is a suspicious aspect of what happened at Fort Hood. That guy probably should not have been kept in the military, but then they run into the problem of how do we discharge him? And so they don't make the decision, and I'm afraid this guy just got shipped down the road from El Paso up the road to Killeen, Texas.
Well, that was one of your points, is ask the question, is Fort Hood a dump site for problem soldiers, and why was Lopez sent there?
Well, that is a you know, like a key question. I mean, that's like, you know, looking for a Malaysian airliner 370. You know, don't look in the Arctic Ocean. Look in the Indian Ocean. Let's find out what was going on at Fort Bliss. This guy wasn't in Fort Hood very long, and I don't think they knew him very well. But they know him at Fort Bliss in El Paso. And if he was under this assessment for post-traumatic stress disorder and a traumatic brain injury, why would they send him at this time? Did they? He's a truck driver. He's a truck driver at Fort Hood, so I don't know. But the reason for that transfer, you know, should be explained. Just like it should have been explained, what was the reason for the transfer of Major Hassan to Fort Hood? I fear that they didn't know very much about him when he got there.
Well, reportedly, the CIA didn't give the Pentagon the reports Congress reported a few years ago, that for 2 years they were tracking Hassan, talking to Al-Qaeda about things he was planning. And it just looks like a whole process of passing the buck is going on with just all sorts of people that are disturbed.
Unfortunately, the system is overwhelmed. And oftentimes, in my experience, they just really don't know what to do with some of these problem people. And this was one of those problem people. He didn't just get refused to leave and get, you know, PO'd at some low level human relations clerk.
Well, sure. I mean, look at how he was begging for help. They're now having to admit all over the place and wasn't even really getting it.
Well, it's worse than that. They're not even acknowledging that he was in combat. And here's a Facebook posting 2 years ago, celebrating life. It has been exactly 1 year and 2 days since I left Iraq, seeing in Fallujah the most brutal explosion. I was left paralyzed and started the discussion over the radio. I was only focused on breathing deeply so that I don't lose focus and continue the mission. Were hours of agony waiting for an attack by the insurgency, but we were able to exit Fallujah all alive. I was in vehicle number 6. The worst was that number 5 was a diesel truck, the perfect target, and I was only thinking about getting back with my family. You know, this is a posting 2 years ago. Now, was he lying? It sounds pretty detailed to me, but at the bottom it says, you know, general commander of the post said Lopez did not experience direct combat in Iraq. That sounds to me like direct combat.
Well, they always want to act like anybody that goes off the deep end, you know, was never a combat soldier because, you know, those guys are all angels. Look at Sergeant Bales killing the 18 people. Remember that?
I sure do. That's in my book. And he was not fit for duty. He had a half a foot.
Well, let's talk about him when we come back. Amazing book. I want to get into the book. I haven't read it yet. Wounded Minds. And we got a guy who's been in the VA the whole nine yards. Top MD psychiatrist who's worked with these people forever and, of course, been in combat himself, and is breaking it down for us. We'll be right back.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Psychiatry department heading it up in major hospitals, and we were getting into the fact that all-time record suicides, dwarfing any period ever, outpacing combat deaths. They had all these flags at half-mast around the country for three dead, four dead, including the shooter, which I guess is fine, but what about the seven vets that are in the military that die every day of the 22 that are veterans? 22 a day total, seven of them was the average CNN had. if that's accurate, that are active duty. Where's the half mass for them? I mean, the half mass would be every day. So we were getting into Sergeant Bales. For those that don't know about that, sir, tell people about that.
Well, Sergeant Bales had already served three tours. There were really no alleged problems other than the fact that he had his foot amputated. He was left with a half a foot, which would have rendered him on the fitness for duty profile unqualified for deployment. He was not fit for duty just because of his foot. He also had a head injury in Iraq. He was in some of the fiercest combat in Iraq, and he also had a head injury on base on an automobile accident. He apparently had a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, but that's not clear. He was deployed against his wishes, and he probably had more common sense than anybody who deployed him, because he really, I don't think he was fit for duty. I'd like to see his fitness for duty profile. I mean, it's on his record.
Well, it's ridiculous. He had a fake foot, and that the day before he went and flipped out, he said, didn't remember who he was on all the drugs. His buddy almost got killed, and some other friends got killed in an IED attack. He saw that happen. I'm going from memory here. You've got the files there, obviously, in front of you. And then they just keep deploying, keep making him go out. And he says, look, I don't want to go back out. Please. And they made him. And then they put him on a bunch of medication. How does the medication feed into this?
Well, I don't think he was on psychotropic medication, but there is a controversy about his being on an anti-malarial drug, which has disinhibited people and caused violence in soldiers. I don't think that's ever been established. I don't believe he was on psychotropic medications. He was apparently drinking. But the point is that, they not only deployed him, but they deployed him to what appeared to be a remote and rather dangerous special forces outpost to protect the special forces. So it sounds to me like he was sent on kind of a suicide mission. He probably had lost enough of his buddies, and these IEDs are just absolutely so dangerous and so devastating. He probably just had one too many of those and buried one too many of his friends, and he went off, and tell you the truth, I don't think he ever planned to come back to the United States. I think he was probably suicidal, my speculation, the way he was behaving. And when they say he doesn't remember, I tend to believe him, although I did not examine him.
But instead, we put him in prison. And I'm not saying what he did was good. It was horrible. But how do you put a man through this stuff and not expect a large percentage of them to blow?
That, of course, is the important question, and I don't think that it's being addressed at the levels where it should be addressed. I don't believe just running this volunteer army over and over and over again in order to solve the problems of the Vietnam draft is a solution. I think the Vietnam draft is a failure. I think this all-volunteer army is a failure. It's not the soldiers. It's not the units, you know. The Vietnam Army was one of the best ever fielded, and they just got thrown into the garbage can. This army is an excellent army. It's also going to probably be trashed too, as they downsize. I don't think the policy is right. I think we should. The draft didn't work. The volunteer army didn't work. I think we need to go to universal military service. Everybody graduates from high school, goes into the military.
Dr. Liebert, stay right there. I want to come back and hear more of your solutions and debate back and forth the pros and cons of universal service or a new draft. Of course, you know all the congressional kids are going to be exempt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
Empires have always had a problem. After big wars, what do they do with all the veterans? It's generally veterans at the end of World War I, World War II, you name it, that stir up trouble. It was the veterans that mainly pushed for the civil rights reforms at the end of World War II. Because we're supposed to be the good guys. What's going on here? And I'm oversimplifying it, but there is social engineering going on. Sergeant Biggs, who does reporting for us time to time, is going to be a full-time reporter with us soon. He was in four tours of combat duty. I've been surfing with him and seen with his shirt off, bullet holes all over him, shrapnel wounds all over his head. Of course, he's the guy that exposed the fact that they probably whacked Hastings there with the Rolling Stones magazine. But he said that they were giving them on their duty in Afghanistan opiates and ordering them to take them. They'd have the Russians come in with the helicopters and just deliver just tons of it to the troops as a way to addict them, a way to control them. And I talked to other troops, and they give them speed. They give them all sorts of amnesiacs. They give special forces amnesiacs in these tests. You can read about that in the Marshall Plan. That was the name of the article in Wired Magazine about the Army futurist. Now, I'm throwing this out at psychiatrist, MD, Dr. John Lieber, who's served and headed up the major Seattle VAs and other facilities and written the book Wounded Minds. And I totally agree with him on the points he's raising so far. As for universal service, it's kind of like the death penalty. I'm for the death penalty, but I don't trust our government to implement it. It's the same thing with universal service. I mean, I don't want my kids in all these big, giant wars endlessly. And, of course, I see how they treat troops, no matter what, like garbage. I remember asking my dad when I was a kid, why'd they have atomic soldiers? Aren't monkeys cheaper? He said, no, son. When I was working at MD Anderson, I asked him that same question, and they said animals are cheaper than humans. And so there is this attitude by the technocracy, and people like, you know, John, I think he's probably a good guy. So people that are nice and have good intentions, they compartmentalize. I'm not saying he's naive. He's been dealing with this for 40 years or more. I think there is a predatory attitude, period, against veterans. So I don't know about universal service. Comment on that, and then you can hear my more what you might call paranoid rants. I'm sure you heard the fluoride ad, you know, doctor, about fluoride as a social tool. I have EcoScience, written by the current White House science czar, where they talk about social engineering us with sterilants in the water and behavioral modifiers that are now proposing lithium in the water in Japan because of increased suicide over there instead of addressing the cultural situation. I know that's a long gestalt introducing you, but what do you say to all that?
I believe that, and in my book I make a very strong point of this, that everybody who graduates from high school goes into the military or goes to jail, and everybody goes into the military with a high school degree or goes to jail. And there are no deferments other than conscientious objectors, but they don't get off the hook because they have to do something else. They have to be firemen for 2 years or go with a Peace Corps or do something else. But there are no deferments except for, you know, very extreme issues such as severe, extreme juvenile delinquency or severe medical disability. This is nothing new. This is what Eisenhower said in 1966 when he was complaining about how unfair the draft is. The all-volunteer army is also discriminatory, too, in a different way, because it selects from more rural areas where kids are dead-ended and offers them an opportunity to, you know, get out of Dodge and get a life.
Yeah, it's targeting poor people.
It is, but it's a different class of poor people than the Vietnam draft, which was mostly inner city kids. These are, a lot of these kids are, you know, young people are from, you know, well, some of them aren't even Americans. I saw Jamaicans and, you know, this individual was from Puerto Rico. Of course, that's a national U.S. territory, but.
Now, some of the biggest recruiting centers are like Mexico City now, yeah.
In answer to your question, you know, what would be the ramifications of that? I think if we had universal military service and everybody was in, there would be more transparency. We wouldn't have the kinds of, you know, managed news and, you know, kind of official sequestration of the facts in this matter that, oh, this is just a little incident between a guy and the guy went off. You know, we're not, I mean, who's going to believe that? I hope not too many people. But in any case, you know, I think that, you know, if everybody's in, we're going to have less of this kind of thing. And, you know, it's not going to be that easy, you know, to ship 500,000 people off to, you know, to Asia.
No, I agree with you that the fact that it's all volunteer allows them to abuse these people, and then nobody has skin in the game, so it actually contributes to more wars because we just ship off all the rural conservative kids to die.
It's the foreign, we got a foreign legion here.
You're right. What percentage of it is not even U.S. citizens?
Well,
I saw a number of up
a high percentage, but they're there. I saw them. And they're there, and these are mercenaries. It's not in a large percentage, but you know we do have like the makings of a foreign legion, and I just happen to be in I happen to have arrived in France when de Gaulle signed that Algerian peace treaty, and there were gendarmes on every corner waiting for the foreign legion to come in and do a parachute drop on Paris and take it over. They were so betrayed.
Well, weren't they involved hiring the jackal to try to kill de Gaulle?
I wouldn't doubt it. But I tell you that it was. I had no idea what was going on. I was just a tourist, and I arrived there, and I was just kind of dumbfounded at what was going on. But they were really afraid that their own army was going to come at them.
Well, that's because they had with the. Have you seen the movie The Jackal? It's an accurate history of what happened. They have the one attempt by the French Foreign Legion to kill de Gaulle, and then they send in the jackal, but he gets killed. That's actually a true story. Pretty amazing the types of things that go on there. Again, governments fearing veterans. Look at the French and Indian War. That's who the British regulars started to fight with the veterans back in 1775. Have you seen this demonization in the news by Homeland Security saying veterans are the number one threat for terrorism? Have you seen that?
I have not seen that. We do know that gangs have either been created in the military or have infiltrated the military to get military training, and there have been some of them picked up, and you know that's an internal threat.
Well, doctor, I'm not asking you to attack your profession, but obviously I know some people who've taken psychotropics and it's helped them, but also know in so many cases. I know people that's ruined their lives, and the insert says can make you kill people, can make you, you know, I mean, you know better than I what's in the inserts of these things. I mean, drugs obviously have got to be central to this. I get they're already screwed up, but you give somebody these drugs that put them in a dreamlike state or sleeping pills that are really, I guess, hypnotics like the Ambien. We keep seeing it pop up as well. I mean, do the drugs concern you?
The drugs concern me in that we know that psychotropic drugs are inadequately prescribed by most practitioners or a significant number of practitioners, including psychiatrists. So when they talk about this guy getting prescriptions, having worked in the military, you don't know how this guy got prescriptions. They do have little baggies. The medics have little baggies, you know, in the combat zones. And it includes, you know, Ambien, and it includes medications to help, you know, people sleep, et cetera. And, yes, this is a problem. I don't think that the psychotropic medications are prescribed as well as they should be because, you know, the military does not have, I mean, there's a portrait here that, you know, there are all these military psychiatrists at Fort Hood and Fort Bliss who were doing it. I worked in an outpatient clinic at one of the largest military facilities in the world in 2008. There wasn't one military psychiatrist in that clinic. They were on the grounds, but they weren't in the clinic.
I was about to say, in the 50s and 60s, I was reading the ratios, there was a lot more of them. It seems like now the military particularly just wants to ignore that all this is going on.
Well, sure they do, because, you know, they don't have the personnel to deal with it. Now, I guarantee you that all of us in psychiatry are going to start getting emails, you know, to go to Fort Hood, you know, the pay's pretty good, you know, and be a psychiatrist there on a temporary basis and all that kind of thing, you know, and, you know, a lot of these facilities, you know, the behavioral health clinics, quotes, you know, if there's a psychiatrist there, you know, it's probably, you know, kind of unique. These are, you know, like physician's assistants, nurse practitioners.
Sure, sure, and they're the ones handing out the pills. I don't know what they're doing. Doctor,
a lot of them, you know, we don't know. We don't know if this guy ever saw a psychiatrist.
Well, he also said he had a brain injury, but then they want to just deny that. Final question here.
Brain injury, he had a neurological evaluation, or he should have had one. And according to his posting on Facebook, he was in a blast injury.
Let me ask you this final question, and folks can read the book Wounded Minds by Dr. John Liebert. Where do you think it's all going to end in your gut? They're not going to do the national conscription or whatever, or national service for a long time. And, again, I wouldn't be against that except for who's running it. I mean, Rahm Emanuel was for that, for heaven's sakes, folks. That's not coming for a long time, if ever. What do you expect to happen then as they have a aging military where there's, like, people in there that are 65 in combat, guys with legs blown off to the knee with prosthesis still fighting? I mean, this is like a joke, if it wasn't real.
Well, I go back to what Calvin Coolidge, President Calvin Coolidge, said. The nation that forgets its defenders itself will be forgotten. And I think we're on that track and heading off of it.
Well, thank you. Hopefully we can get you to pop in on subjects from time to time. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Very interesting interview, folks. I think he's a well-meaning guy and has a lot of great points. I don't know if I agree with national compulsory service because it's all going to be socialist. But you look at how screwed up kids are and how disconnected from reality, sometimes I think it'd be good for them, but you just can't. It's slavery. You can't trust the state. It's just too corrupt. You can't have it. The answer is not to have all these wars. I get where the doctor's coming from, that you will have less wars if everybody's kids are in it. But you know all the politicians, their kids are going to be in the Air National Guard. Their kids are not going to be out there in the combat. And it's got to end, ladies and gentlemen. And it is going to end. Let me answer my question for him. They're rolling out with autonomous drones, land, air, sea, ground. And by land, you're going to have cars, you're going to have ground troops. You're going to have land vehicles that are robots. Basically, it's like a Ford truck souped up like a Ford Raptor with missiles, machine guns, hand grenades, whole nine yards. That's a robot. We think of robots as Robbie the Robot coming to kill you. No, an 18-wheeler pulls up at your house, and 10 combat robots roll out the back with drones above to give them a bird's-eye view, and they come in your house, and they kill you. And that's what they've got right now. The robots they show you on TV are nothing, ladies and gentlemen. They had robots 15 years ago, more advanced than what you see on the news. That's highly classified. Like I told you back then, they have autonomous drones. They just told you last year that they've been operating for a long time. They make the decisions, ladies and gentlemen. That's their answer to humans breaking down and not wanting to carry out immoral operations. All right, Sandy, Sherry, and others, thanks for holding. Sorry I had to hold a while. We ran into that guest being on from when you called in. Sandy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yes, calling about Obamacare.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have two short hospital horror stories for you and a question, if that's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, a friend of mine's mother got ill. She was in her, 77 years old. This was about a month ago. She went into the hospital. She was having kidney problems. They kept her in there for a couple weeks. She finally died. Well, when the family talked to her afterwards, they told her that dialysis could have saved her life, but she wasn't qualified for dialysis.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They're cutting almost all the life-saving events. Most of the time, if people, are having kidney failure, I learned about this from my uncle, it comes back. A lot of people in the hospital who are sick on all these drugs, the kidneys fail, but a lot of times they come back. They will now just not do the dialysis and not even tell the family if you don't ask the questions, and they will kill you.
Well, that's what happened. Then another friend of mine, she tore a ligament in her knee. She couldn't even walk. I took her to the hospital in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, Westmoreland Hospital. I took her up there. There were no doctors to be found. All there were PAs and nurse practitioners. When they asked where a doctor was, they said, doctors are only called in case of emergency. Well, they gave her a crutch. She's hobbling around on a crutch with a torn ligament. She still has to have an MRI, which I know is going to lead to surgery, and God knows how long that'll take.
The hospitals that have fully rolled over to Obamacare now, a computer tells the doctor what to do. And real doctors just will not follow this. They're getting rid of them. They're going to have a nurse practitioner in there, That's why you hear there's a nurse shortage. A nurse practitioner basically is a doctor who isn't a doctor. And I'm not knocking nurse practitioners. There's a lot of great ones out there who do know as much as the doctors or more. The fact is they're just downgrading our health care.
Now, my question is this. Why can't we as a nation have a massive recall and call all these guys back before the elections?
I agree. We have to have the will because the Republican leadership is in bed with the Democrats on Obamacare and everything else. That's the problem. God bless you. We're going to go to break. You got one other point? She's gone. I'm going to come back and go right to Sherry. And I'm going to hurry to Andrew and Truth Raider and Marion, and that's it. We'll do 5 minutes of overdrive because I've got to get over there and shoot some special reports for the nightly news tonight and a whole bunch of other important stuff around here. But it's just incredible to know what a screw job Obamacare is and then to have Al Sharpton go, you're just a racist. MSNBC, Alex Jones, deeply racist. And they don't show where I'm deeply racist. It's like saying Alex Jones, has green skin, and then I don't. You know, it's just, they just lie. It's just, they do whatever they want, preying on you.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Our story that is just insane that will be covered on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, is up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. Federal snipers train guns on family for filming cattle. Man arrested for expressing free speech outside of designated free speech area. No, this isn't some dystopic novel. This is America. Federal snipers with the Bureau of Land Management trained guns on members of a family yesterday after they dared to stop to take video footage of cattle outside the bounds of a designated free First Amendment area before arresting one of the men for noncompliance. I mean, there's this attitude of arrest citizens for nothing. The cattle being rounded up by BLM officers as part of a crackdown on Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, who has refused to pay grazing fees demanded by the feds as a result of the reclassification of 600,000 acres of federal land. And he's been there since the 1870s, his family. They openly have the grazing rights. Nevada's 87% federal, and then like something like 5% state. So I think it's only like 8% or 7% last time I checked private land. And now there's people that own houses and property in the middle of national parks everywhere and outside areas. And they're coming and saying, you can't have access to your home anymore. You can't have water. It's kick us off the land. Government is out of control. And then it goes through them pointing guns at him, and the Fed said they're going to have a SWAT raid on him and all the rest of it. I mean, they're probably going to kill him, folks. Another Ruby Ridge in the making. We're watching it, and it's just a bunch of guys dressed up like soldiers. We follow our orders, and they want a war, folks. They want a war. I've seen the FEMA training videos where they badmouth the founders. These people are nuts. And it's going to end up happening. It may not be this case, but it's going to happen. Somebody's going to shoot somebody's kid in the back. I just can't handle it anymore. It's just like V for Vendetta, folks. Why do we have to let criminals run everything? It's not my opinion. Criminals run the government now. Sherry in Missouri, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. Just before I begin about Obamacare, just because you're union does not mean that you vote Democrat.
It just means that they take your dues and give it to the Democrats.
Right. Well, let me just say what Blue Cross and Blue Shield defines as medical necessity. And the plan only pays for services that are medically necessary, which are defined as a service or supply essential to an eligible person's health that is appropriate and necessary, consistent with acceptable medical practices according to the medical policy established by the National Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
That's right. That's the bioethics board that basically decides the rationing. And Blue Cross Blue Shield, the biggest insurance company in the world, tied in with Warren Buffett and everybody else, they helped write Obamacare as a giant rape. And the Democrats think, oh, we're getting a free goodie. No, you're not. Go ahead.
Well, let me finish this definition. Not primarily for the convenience of the eligible person, his family, physician, or other provider, consistent with attaining reasonably achievable outcomes and reasonably calculated to result in the improvement of the covered person's psychological or physiological benefit. The fact that a physician prescribes services or supplies does not automatically mean the services or supplies are medically necessary.
No. Obamacare was written by the insurance companies, amongst other things, but chiefly to make you buy it and then to let them cut the quality of care.
Let me say that our plan changed as of January 1st of 2012. Everybody's complaining about what happened this year. Our plan changed 2 years ago.
Yes, ma'am. That's when they passed Obamacare. Even before it was, quote, implemented into the general public 2 years ago, they began the screw job. It's a phased-in screw job so people don't know what's hitting them. And the media sits around going, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. We, the Republicans, we don't know. We don't like it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging.